It's Erev Yom HaKadosh, and tomorrow night at this time we'll already be Kol Nidvedik. It's very, very important to try not to get lost. There are many, many streets that go away from the main boulevard of Yom Kippur. It's very easy to get verblunged. And you know, even if you get verblunged in a nice neighborhood, you're still verblunged. It's important to stay on the main street. We tried before Rosh Hashanah a little bit. A few people told me they had chizik from it. That we learned a piece, Shkach. We learned a piece from Kluger. The beauty is the pashtus. So let's try to learn for a few minutes. This is only a little piece of a much, much bigger Torah on the Inyan of the Avodah of Yom Kippur. On the Avodah of the Kohen Gadol Yom Kippur. Davka that time of the davening where everybody's starting to feel like tired because it's getting late in the day, but it's not late enough that you feel that you're holding by Ne'ilah, but you're tired from the morning, and it's, you know, 2:30, something like that, 3 o'clock, and it's the Avodah of the Kohen Gadol, the Seder of the Avodah. It's the ikkar of all the davening. It's after that the whole kapara and the whole tshuva, everything of Yom Kippur is tied together. Of course, not to say Kol Nidre and Eel, everything is Yom Kippur, everything is Yom Kippur. But since we're very distant from the Inyan of the Beis HaMikdash, and most people, unless they have the schus to be learning those sugyas, those gemaras, don't really feel at home in the Beis HaMikdash. We miss a major part of what Yom Kippur is, which is the Avodah of Yom Kippur. And of course, everybody knows that the fact that we don't have a Beis HaMikdash doesn't mean that in Ruchnius that these things are not happening. So let's try just to get a time for a few minutes, a little bit of a taste. It's just a taste. Let me give you just some background, because this is jumping into the middle of a Torah. There's not enough time to do this whole Torah. I'm just going to do 2 pages, 3 pages. But the Gemara in Yuma, Daf Nun Gimel. The Gemara that brings a brisa, how to understand the pasuk where it says "V'nosen es haktayres al ha'esh lifnei Hashem." That it says in pasuk that the ktayres has to be put on the fire lifnei Hashem, and the Gemara there brings that according to the tzdukim, those who do not believe in Torah Shebal Peh, we had a lot of aggravation from those people, that according to the tzdukim, the preparation of the ketores to get it to go and to start smoking, the preparations of the ketores took place outside the Kodesh Kedoshim, not inside. The Chachamim come along and say that no, the whole tikkun of the ketores is an avodah of lifnim, lifnai v'lifnim. The ketores took place lifnai v'lifnim, inside the Kodesh Kedoshim. That's the background of what we're going to learn now. The tzdukim do not believe in the oral Torah. And they say you can't do such a thing to light it up in the Kodesh Kedoshim. The tzdukim understood that this avodah took place b'chutz, outside the Holy of Holies. Why? Ki ein kovod l'asgazeh b'seh kodesh kadashim. Because the tzdukim had great respect for God, and they believed, in their way of understanding the pshat and chumash, they believed that it's disrespectful to do that in the kodesh kadashim. L'sham nechnosem rak l'tikun v'yotzem yad. Kodesh Kodesh, you go in for a second, when everything's already done, and you bring the offering and you leave. But not that you start handling over there in the Kodesh Kodesh. Al Yisrael b'kayach emunas hacham shemem. But we believe, of course, in what we were taught by the Tanaim, by the Chachmei Torah Shebaal Peh. Yoidim she'en zakei. We know that they're wrong. We have a Kabbalah from generation to generation. This is what they're saying is not true. Ki ikka koicham hurak b'fnim. But the ikka koich of the Ketores and all the tikkun of the Ketores is davke b'fnim, not b'chutz. Not outside. Moshe Lamelech, in order to understand this, because this is really what Yom Kippur is about. Moshe Lamelech, Shem Lavim Oyesai Behechel Oyesav, this could be compared to a king who has a whole retinue of people that are accompanying him as he's walking through the palace. Ach ish layova imay alacheda apnimi. But nobody would dare. Even the closest advisors and ministers wouldn't dare go into his private chamber, into his bedroom. These are the closest ones. They wait outside, but they wouldn't go into that place. The only one, of course, who goes into that room is the queen. She's the other part of who he is, as we know, that the husband and wife, it's a plagufa, the Zohar says, two halves that make one whole. Kisham en melech. Because when he goes into that room, he's not a king. Kisham en melech, el chatzi shachetzi ha'ach, he's the other half of who he is. He's half of who he is, and the other half is the malkah, the queen. That's not a melech. V'hamalke mevine es v'tzayn ha'melech lahetiv. And nobody understands more the nature of the king and how this king, how her husband, wants so badly to be able to do good things. Lahetiv. V'raytza l'galei zayis. And she wants to help him. She wants to bring out in him the person that she knows that he really is and how good he wants to be and how much good he wants to accomplish in the kingdom. The queen knows that more than anybody. She knows that this is not something that she could talk to him about outside of their room. Over there, in the hallway of the palace, there you have the ministers and the wise men, ubali ha'itz and the advisors. Asher yitanu lemelech lebali yikabel atzasa. Other rabbi. The ministers and all these big advisors outside, they already feel that the king is too much of a wimp. They already feel that he's too much of a pushover. They already feel that he gives in too much. So the Malka, the queen, knows that to have a discussion with the Melech, with her husband, outside of that world that they live in as a husband and wife, where she knows the toiv of who he really is, would be useless and would backfire. Kain zel toiva seder hamalucha. She knows that it would not be for the good of the malucha. All the people outside have they have different cheshbonos. They have a lot of different cheshbonos. V'yesh lahanig, they hold what? V'yesh lahanig ha-medina b'din u'mishpat ha-nir le'nayim. They believe, the ministers and advisors, that the only way that you can successfully run the malchus is with what? With din and mishpat, strong laws that are enforced, keep the people in line, and so on. And of course there's truth to that. But the Malka knows more. Al-Kain, therefore, Shemeres Hadover Beliba. Even though she has so much to say to the king, to her husband, she keeps silent. Ad Boyim Al-Acheda HaPnimi, until they go into their room. The shaman over there, oyser v'tzayin baila. The Chazal say in Isha Ksheira, oyser v'tzayin baila, which those who want to see things in a very shallow way think that it means that a kosher Jewish wife does whatever her husband wants. When the Sfarim HaKadoshim say that it means oyser v'tzayin baila, that she understands the true rutzen of her husband, and she's able to help him to bring out that true rutzen, to be able to bring it into his life. Through her words of encouragement and love, she's able to bring out the rutzen of her husband. Hainish Megala is Ritzayin HaPnimi. She's Megala the Ratzin HaPnimi. Oyser Ritzayin Baila. The inner, deepest Ratzin of the husband, that he doesn't himself have enough confidence and he needs chizik and so on. Kimadu b'kama pomen b'godl koyach isha k'sheir lohaitzi l'galus lohavi es Ritzayin Baila, l'asas Ritzayin Baila. As we've learned many times, the tremendous koyach that an isha k'sheir has to be Megala the Ratzin, the deepest rotzen of her husband, lasayis v'tzayin baila, and to generate with chizik and with ahava a rotzen in the husband, lahafik hemenus v'tzayin ha'amiti, to bring out the true rotzen of the husband, not what everybody makes the rotzen to be, and what they want the rotzen to be, so they convince and talk, but the rotzen ha'amiti. The kach kiv yochel oimer Hashem is baruch liyisrael. And this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Am Yisrael. Al tadabri imi b'chutz. The tzedukim don't get this. They're outsiders. But the Baruch Shalom says, on Yom Kippur, I don't want you talking outside. We're not going to have this conversation outside. Shebachus hinini melech. Because on the outside, I'm a king. Umelech b'mishpat yamid eretz. And the king can only establish the kingdom with mishpat, with law, with din. Umitzad seder anhagi iev shatomid lifal kefi herotz napnimi. And the truth is that in order to take care of the kingdom, I can't always go with my inner and deepest ratzon, because in order to run the malchus, I have to use mishpat and din. So I can't always give the tithe of who I am over outside. L'chein Knesset Yisrael tishtoig v'tach Hashem l'dabar v'chutz. Therefore Knesset Yisrael should be silent. Shouldn't get into any conversations or discussions, shouldn't appeal to the king outside of their private chamber. Avshiyadah samakeris b'leiv baila, even though we know the heart, we're the Eishes Chal, and we know the heart of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Avshiyadah samakeris b'leiv baila es l'kudas v'tzoyna ha'pnimi, we know the rotzen ha'pnimi kivyochel of the Bari Olam, which is only Taiv. Only Taiv. Bram Beboyim Pnima, only when we are able to go on Yom Kippur. Achaz B'Shanam, when the Kohen Gadol goes in, all of us are going in with him. Beboyim Pnima, when you go in on Yom Kippur, B'Kodesh HaKadoshim, in the Holy of Holies, Kasha Kol HaBriya Mamtenes B'Chutz, in all of creation, is waiting outside, because the whole world is really being judged, and there's a chesima that's going to be for the entire world. But the world has to wait outside. As I bore ha'eis lagalus is nekudas eratz na'pnimi b'ktayrus. The time comes in Kodesh Kadoshim and Yom Kippur, when the Kohen Gadol is there with all of us, for Hashem is brought to megala the eratz na'pnimi, and for us to be megala who we are with the Ketairos. Sharia Kohen Gadol hu b'chinas Eishes Chayil. The Kohen Gadol is the faithful wife. That's us, Knesset Yisrael. The Eishes Chayil. Shilucham shel Knesset Yisrael. He's the messenger of Am Yisrael. Hu b'hayo Yisrael b'kodesh ha'kadoshim. And when the Kohen Gadol goes into the Holy of Holies, ne'ma v'chol adam lo yiyah bo'el moed. The Torah says, No Adam. No human being is allowed to be in the Oil Ma'id. V'amar Chazal, and Chazal saying, Yerushalmi she'afilu malachim b'srafim ein metzuyim sham. That even spiritual beings, angels, the malachim, the chayis, the srafim, are not allowed there. Can't be there in the Kodesh Kedoshim on Yom Kippur. Afilu malam deschus, even the friendly malachim, even the good malachim, malam deschus, they're not allowed into the bedroom, which it's called in Shir Hashim, Cheder Hayrasi, is the room of my parents, of Kutcher Bichu and Knesset Yisrael. It's a private room. So even the Malam Deschus not allowed in. Va'oz, and then, Peseach HaKoyin HaKodesh B'gilui Nekudas Lasas V'tsoin Chilokai Chafatzti. Then the Kala pours out her heart and says to her husband, to the king, all we ever wanted to do, all we ever want to do is your will. That's all we care about is you. And by saying these words, and by the Kohen Gadol, it doesn't actually say these words, but by the Kohen Gadol coming in with these machshavis, lifnei v'lifnim, it awakens within the entire Eish Yisrael, because Knesset Yisrael, we're all connected one to the other, and the Kohen Gadol is a shliach. So there's a gevaldig hisayrus of Ratzon HaPnimi in the heart of a Jew, of who he really is. What I was talking about, let's say Shabbos, the emes of who a person is. Well, b'zahara yu ki'isha k'sheira. And through those hergeshim that Am Yisrael has, the Ratzon HaPnimi, which is only one thing, lasis v'tsoin chelokai chafatzti, just to do your will, just to be a faithful wife. This is how the Eish Yisrael, by saying such words of love, and saying such words that are of endearment, that what happens? That the Eish Yisrael is Isha K'sheira Oyser Ritzayin Baila Kivyochel, it awakens the Ratzon in Kutcher Brichel. She niftach pnimis kedushas nishmais Yisrael on his gala she leiv isha Yisraeli utamid rak la'Hashem Yisbarach. And the pnimis of the kedusha of nishmas Yisrael is torn open. And kivyochel Hashem Yisbarach. All of the avodas that we have throughout the entire year, Mimashe Kibul Misvah Makadoshim Tzadikim, that we try to learn the Svah Makadoshim, how we hear different things from Tzadikim. Hakol ad oiser rege shaboy megiya lamokim shalov nema v'chol adam lo yiyah. See, when it says in positive v'chol adam lo yiyah, and the Yishami says not even angels are allowed there. The truth is, but it's more than that. When it says in Pasuk, "V'chol Adam lo yiyah," means that the Adam, that human being that you and I are the entire year, is not allowed in there either. Anything that's not who we are is not allowed into that place of the Kodesh Kedoshim. When a person learns the Svarim, so he says, "Hakol ad oiser regesh abayim yigil amokim." So until he gets to the bedroom, meaning until he gets to Kodesh Kedoshim, until he gets to Yom Kippur. But then he reaches that place in Yom Kippur that's Sha'olav Nema V'chol Adam Le'iyah. V'chol Adam Le'iyah. No person's allowed there. Hu b'chinis kodesh kodeshim ha'prati shaloi. Shom ta'ala nishmos v'yichud ha'shlim b'en l'kainai. Kan ein malachim ein tzmafim ein esmal v'ein macha. In that place, it's a place of yichud ha'shlim, of complete unity, of a yichud between who that person is and the kodesh kodeshim of his soul, of who he is. Ain malachim, ain tzvav. There are no angels there. Ain esmal. There's no inyan of what was yesterday. Ain macha. There's no inyan of what's going to be tomorrow. Ki ha adam de esmal or de macha, because the adam of yesterday and the adam of tomorrow, gam ainim nechnasim. Just turn it over. Imcha. They also don't go in. It's very hard to get rid of the adam of yesterday. Tomorrow night, this is going to be yesterday. Now it's going to be yesterday, right? Tomorrow night. It's very hard not to go home with yesterday. And so some people get very, very stuck, and they go Yom Kippur, into Yom Kippur, with the Odom de Esmo, with who I was and what I went through and all my stupidity and Irishkeit and Averis from yesterday. And you have some people that they go in with the Odom de Mocha. They think that's much better. That's also, that could also be very, very misleading, very confusing, very delusional. The Iker is now, Yom Kippur. The ikkah of Yom Kippur is ha-hoyvishalcha, the now. Ha-hoyvishalcha, that's the Kodesh Kedosh. That's beyond whatever we learned last year or we intend to learn this coming year. He klapeh ha-rega hazeh, because in the face of this present moment of Kodesh Kedosh, whatever you learned earlier in Torah and Chassidus and by Tzaddikim, Hakol Eino Ata. All of that is not you. Ki Imheim. That was the Kedushas Levi that you were learning. That was Tanya that you were learning. That was the Mesil Shom that you were learning. Even the Beditshah and even the Mesil Shom and even Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't go into your Kodesh Kedosh with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They are very choshev ministers, very choshev advisors. The Kim Haim, Akol Eino Ata, Kim Haim, all of those are not you. They're great, 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 much greater than all of us. We can't be masik how great they are. But there's one thing they don't have, they're not you. But the moment, this moment now, is the moment that a Jew lives by Yichud HaShalom himself with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. He's the Eish Yisrael. Umamin b'hamokim v'hamatzav shu oimer sham. He believes in the mokim that he's mamish in the Kodesh Kedoshim and the matzav of Yichud shu oimer sham. That's the secret of the Yichud. And the light of Yichud opens on Yom Kippur in such a way. This was the inyan of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur in the Kodesh HaKadosh. The Chesiva Chla'odim Lo'yiyah Ba'al Moed. Chla'odim Lo'yiyah Ba'al Moed. Is at that time of the Kohen Gadol going Lifnai v'Lifnim, there was nobody, only the Melech and the Malka. Remember, the Malka here was Knesset Yisrael, Am Yisrael. And each one of us, of course, each one in his or her own differentiated and individuated way, is a piece of that Knesset Yisrael, which is beside a chuppah. Kasha haritzaynish haknesses yisrael ma'achtem b'yichud ha'sholem v'ein l'shum malach mitzvah morim ha'sog b'dar gezu. There's no angel in heaven that understands this madrega of what it means, the yichud between Kodesh Baruch Hu and Knesses Yisrael. Shafilo ha'sar b'dar ge'achi gevoya. That even the most choshev malach, the most choshev sar, whatever, minister, Lo yikonis bebate gevoy, wouldn't dare go to the into the inner chamber. B'shor shar melech yoyishe b'chador ha'pnimim, when the king is there with the queen, wouldn't dare. Imkein, eich ruchal ha'koin lama b'zman ha'b'mokim b'zgodim ka'ela. How is the kohen able to do such a thing? Because sof kol sof, he is a human being of flesh and blood. Knesset Yisrael is a metzias that we've been learning about a lot, that exists in Shemayim, the shorish of our neshamas. But the kohen gadol was... The Kohen Gadol was, you know, is a boss of a dummy. He was in the bathroom that day. He's a boss of a dam. So how could he be in such a place? Hayu nivra beguf gashmi, boss of a dam. Amotzi ba'il ma'bechira. He's a baal bechira, and he's a boss of a dam of flesh and blood. Ubehizgalus or ein soif ha'posha b'tachlis ha'pshitis. And when the infinite light of God was revealed, b'tachlis ha'pshitis.
tachlis, with the in the most uncovered, unveiled way possible. How could he not be totally burned? I mean, we know that not everybody, you know, it wasn't so pleasant to survive, that the Tai roped him to pull out the coin that, that wasn't in the place that he was supposed to be in.
But Moshe Rabbeinu asked to have his galus, and Kosh Baruch told him, "You're running over, Mechai. You can't. A person can't live through such a thing." So how could the kohen? How was it possible? And remember, when the kohen gadol goes in, it means all of us are going in. The goof, just we can't all fit. So the kohen gadol goes. So how could it be? Leirani Odom Mechai. It says in the pasuk that I will dwell amongst you. Hashem says that my soul will not loathe you, will not reject you. Even in this exalted madrega, when Hashem dwells with us in that room. Like tehe gilu pleita, sigal means when you like hagola's kalim, when you have something that seeped in and you got to burn it out, boil it out. So Hashem says, like the Ramban explains, like sigal nafshi eschem, like tehe gilu pleita, I won't kick you out, I won't push you away. Mirayv ahavas Hashem v'shashul b'yisrael because of Hashem v'shbach's great love for us and His delight in Am Yisrael. And the great joy, the great simcha of Mara Koyin, when the Koyin God will come out from the Kodesh Kedoshim, was that we were filled with that clarity and that certainty of Hashem's love. There was never ever a time the entire year where every Jew could feel that way. To tell them, didn't mean that he gave a speech, but he was ma'ir in them. Godul erachon be'inei Hashem, the great value that we have in Hashem's Baruch's eyes, how Hashem sees us. That even though we're boss of Adam, he said, "V'leisigal nafshi eschem, I let you into my place because you're the Malka, you're the Eishes Chal, you're allowed in my place with all of your inyanim." B'kodesh gadoshim eskayim shleimus amikri v'salachti v'soichichem. It says in Pasuk, These two words, if it wouldn't be written in Chumash, we could never on our own could imagine such a thing. That Hashem Yisbarach says such words, V'salachti v'saychem, I will walk together with you, amongst you. And Rashi brings down over there from Chazal, Ukhudakos of Rashi Shom, Atayel imochem egan Eden. I'll go spatsiering with you. I'll take a stroll with you. In Gan Eden, ke'echad mikem, like one of you, as if I'm one of you. Lo yitiyu mizdazim imeni, and you won't be overwhelmed by that experience. It won't shatter you. It won't destroy you. Yochel yitiyu imeni. So you might think this means that you won't feel any fear at all. Tamalayim ve'yisal achem lelukim. Of course, there'll be still a sense of fear, a sense of awe. That's what Rashi says. The Kohen Gadol would walk into that place, which was the highest place in all of creation. The Kodesh Kedoshim. B'chinas atayel imochim b'gan Eden. And when he went there, he went kivyochel to have a stroll with the Bari Olam. And that meant every single Jew in the world, with all of his inyanim and her inyanim, was in there, in the private room of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Atayel imochim b'gan Eden. V'salachti b'seichichem, z'an Yom Kippur. K'di'isa b'Ramban, sh'gan Eden hu alei admus elam hazev, the Ramban writes in the Shai Gemul that Gan Eden is not a spiritual domain. Gan Eden is a place in this world. It means in this world. In the guf. B'kodesh ha'goshem nizgala sh'tei ha'b'chinis ka'achas. And in that place of Kodesh Kodoshim, There's no kasha. How could it be? These aren't these opposite emotions? Ahava v'yira, love, the unbelievable dveikus and love. The isha ksheira oisa v'tzayin baila, and the ahava between the Kodesh Bichu and Knesset Yisrael that's revealed in that private room, in that place. At the same time, of atayli mochem ganegin ke'achem mikem v'loitim is da'azim imenu, but still v'yisa lachem l'ukim ahava and yira. On the one hand, you're not going to be trembling. You won't be broken and shattered by that closeness. That even the guf, the body, will be able to be soivel, such a hisgalus of Ahavas Hashem. But at the same time, the feeling of fear. Again, the fear is of awe, of yira, of v'yisi lachem l'lukim. We had this chus nachabur last year to spend a month or two on the inyan of the ketores. K'moichein avoidus haketores b'kodesh kadoshim. If anybody has time, a little time tonight or tomorrow, you should try to learn the seder avoida, for the guys to look. To learn the Mishnayos, at least in Yuman, the Seder Avoda, and for the girls, and all of us to learn the Machzer, the Avoda and the Machzer. So not to just come into Yom Kippur like that. But to make Hachanis. K'moy chen Avodas HaKetores B'Kodesh Kedoshim, she is so rain ba Avoda Nasis Bifnim. It wasn't even a question that Avoda is inside. The whole avoid of the Ketores is inside. L'haytzim yiliban shal tzdukim. Sha'imim yisakin b'bachutz v'yachnis. They said, all the tikkunim are made outside and you just come and bring it in and you run out. Why? The tzdukim couldn't accept such a thing. They're outsiders. And they couldn't accept that such a thing could be. Self called self. If you're an outsider, you don't belong inside. Uchamaduba kama pamim shahasorim hamalavim is hamelach adhei chaloisav hapnimian. That all of the sorim, all of the ministers and advisors, they're allowed to walk with the king until they get to that place. And over there is neisorim michutz lemiftan haycholos, but there they have to stay outside. They can't go into that room. V'yeisorim nechbodim yeila. So there are some that are lower. He's just explained there are some lower level ministers that they go to a certain place and then they have to stop over there. And the more choshev ministers can go right there. They can go further. Halchem melch yosef pnima. More choshev go further. Agam b'fneim yesh gvul ad heichen yalchev liyar. But for them also there's a gvul. Ad kan. They have to stop. Ad shebelechtay el chedroi hachi pnimi until the king comes to his innermost chamber. And there, of course, the Malka is there, and Yovai Hamelech Levadai. There the king goes by himself. V'afilu Avdai HaKarev Elav B'Yoyse, even his closest servant or advisor. Yishara B'chutz has to stay outside. Leikonis Oid can't go in further. U'B'Yoyse B'Fnim. Heichan She'en Imoy Sar V'Evid, in that place where there can't be any, even the biggest Sar, and the biggest Eved can't be in the room, there, Yesharis HaMelech Has Atzmai, Kishom Mitzui Imai Rak HaMalka. There it's only the king and the queen. V'ini B'Shivta Al Kes Malchusai. Now when the king is sitting on his throne, the Mechitza Sarv Avadav, in the royal chamber with all of the Sarv and all the Avadav, but these are already Chashuva people that they're allowed in there, and he's sitting on the throne with all of the Sarv and the Avadav, Yehi bizoyin ha-melucha. Can you imagine what a bizoyin it would be for the melucha? Im sar ha-oifim, the head baker, or the sar mashkim, the guy in charge of the drinks. Yochin is ma'acholi ha-melech al shulchan ha-malchus somoch l'kitzei ha-melucha. So the Tztukim have a good svar. The svar of the Tztukim is that, remember, the Tztukim, okay, they're Yidden. Whatever happened to them. But the Hasogis, Hasogis, Sarim Vavadim, right? That's the best they could be. Ministers, advisors, they have such Hasogis. So if, according to this svar, it's a good svar, but the king is sitting by his throne. He's sitting by his throne. It's not proper to have a guy come in an apron, the baker, the Sar HaOifrim or the Sar Mashkim, that'll walk in over there when the king is sitting by the throne, by the Kisei Melucha. They don't come there to start to prepare the drinks, to mix some drinks, and to start to roll, to knead some dough over there, to prepare. It's true. Al HaMishasim L'Achin HaKol B'Chutz. The Mishasim have to take care of all the baking and all the wine, everything else, all the drinks that has to be prepared. Mechutz, someplace else, in the kitchen of the palace, or in the wine cellar, but not over here. The king is sitting here. Come. Lachnis is a muchan, and the way it works is you bring in what's ready. You take care of all the baking and all the cooking and all the wines. You do all that outside somewhere. And then lahachnis is a muchan lagish b'moril lefnei melach. You come trembling, and it's brought by the choshev asar over there to the king where he sits by his throne. So as far as the tztukim were saying, they were right. But the hasoga was a hasoga that couldn't get past the place of what? Sarim v'avadim. And from the perspective of ministers and advisors, it's a good svar. But lo kein behayoyisa hamelech bebatei gavoi. But that's not how it is when the king is in his inner chamber, in his bedroom. Shekasha tochen lo hamalkes macholo, when the queen herself prepares something for her husband. This is not an inyan of the Royal Highness's supper. This is the Malka showing her love by preparing something for her husband. Tochen lo hamalke es macholoi. Tasa zoi somachi love. That's done, other rabbi, the greatest show of love and affection is that it's done there together. She prepares it in front of him. That's a gili of her ahava. It's a different relationship. There's no royal rituals going on over there. It's the normal way that a husband and wife are with each other in that place. It's a husband and wife. So the tztukim cannot be masik such a thing. Otherwise, they make fun of these things. They can't be masik. They think it's bizyonis. From their perspective, for somebody to come into the place of the king and to start to prepare a ketores is bizyonis. They start to mix things together. Bizyonis. That's an outsider's perspective. Everything that you and I read, that people write articles about Jews and books about Judaism, it's all an outsider's perspective. So you could say, but what if it's a Yid? It's also, even if it's a Yid, that's what it means when it says Nekash Kadoshim Layavai, in that place, you can't report on it. You can't take pictures and you can't make recordings. Alken Knesset Yisrael Matronisa de Malka. Lemedim sheyesh loy lekoyin lasis is avoid zaktores befnim davka. Therefore, Knesset Yisrael knows, the bridesmaid, of course, the bride, that we accompany the Kohen Gadol to the place to go into Kodesh Kodashim. We know that the Ketores is davka b'fnim. That's the davka b'fnim. The Tztukim is the whole point. L'hoitzim yilibin shel Tztukim. K'ashashum shel Hashem es baruch hem ba'ofen sh'akoyin shel shvina d'matronisa shluchim shel Yisrael. That davka, that's what Hashem wants. That the Kohen Gadol, who's our shliach, the shliach of the Kala,
Yaseh Savayda Lefona Shadavka sit over there preparing for HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Lifnai V'Lifnim preparing. That's like Mamish Ka'esh Yishchayah, like a wife. V'b'chinis Heviyani HaMelech Chadarov. As we say in Shir HaShirim, Heviyani HaMelech Chadarov. The king brought me into his room, into his private room. And that's the koyach of the Kohen Gadol and Kodesh Kedoshim. Hashem is Baruch Noisen Eshtei HaKoyches. That Hashem is Baruch gives the two koyches. Mitzad Echad Ritzaynes Ke'ela. On the one hand, such unbelievable Ritzaynes. Hishtoikikus Kisuf and longing and Dveikus. Mitzad Sheini Bittel Kazeh. Yira and Bittel. Humility. The side notes Soifa B'Tchilosai. Ki Malchus Ya Bittel. Because the last of the spheres is Malchus. B'nira k'yira v'richu k'pirut. And it seems like very, very far. It's the lowest of the spheres is Malchus. The Indian of Eishas Chayla Teres Ba'ala. Achisoid ha'keser. Because this, the mystery of Noot Soifa B'tchilosa, that the highest and the last join together. So the highest Madrega's crown is Keser. And the lowest is Malchus, which is Bittel. The new Keir, Richuk Pir, Ach, he said a Keser, Vitin Luchal Keser Malucha. That we place the crown, Kivyoch on Hashem's head. Dargis, his Kalulus, Achigavoy, the highest Madrega of there being the interfacing of all of the Madregas, from the highest Madrega of Keser down to the lowest Madrega of Malchus. So on the one hand, there's the unbelievable dveikus of our hands holding the crown to place on the head of the king, which is dveikus and ahava and ishtoikikus. On the other hand, malchus, which means, like David Mel says, what? Vayisi? Shafal be'enai. The kaloisi oid mizais. Vayisi shafal be'enai. Bittel. The humility. An unbelievable feeling of gratitude for the matnes chinim that Hashem Zbach has given us to be able to enter into that world together with him alone. There's only one keser, there's only one crown. Hakoyin Hagodl Nichnas the Kodesh Kedoshim V'Yamaki Purim She Eis Slichem Mechilu V'Chaparim. This is really going now into another. It's all connected. I'm not going to have time to, I'm just going to do a little bit. It's a big mahalach. But the Kohen Gadol goes into the Kodesh Kedoshim Yom Kippur, which is a time of forgiveness, Mechila Kapara. If we would think, when we're saying the words on Yom Kippur, over and over, Ki Onu Amecha, Va'ata Deidena, Onu Rayosecha, Va'ata Deidena, We're your wife. We're your people. We're your wife. Anu amecha. Anu banecha. All of the slicha, the mechila kapar of Yom Kippur comes from that place. Not from the person of yesterday and from the person of tomorrow. It comes from the person of that moment of Yom Kippur, of Kodesh Kedoshim. V'nitzav sham etzel ha'oren v'akruvim v'evnesh asiyah. And the Kohen Gadol would be in that place where the Aron was and the Kruvim were and the Evan Shasiyah, the stone of the foundation of all creation. And from there there would be light. They would illuminate the Avodah of all of the Kahanim throughout the entire year when they're not allowed to go there. And this light would spread and illuminate the hearts of all the Jewish people wherever they live in the world. Me'irim b'levavos Yisrael as on the kuda ha'pnimis, that inner point of a Jew, because ha'tshuva, the will to return, to come back, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be faithful, to be loyal, to know how much He loves us, to know that He has a place for us, in that place where no one's allowed to go. Sha'akol havimat neschinim. It's an unbelievable gift that Hashem has given us. Mat neschinim v'arichus apayim Hashem esbarach.
How Hashem is both tolerates and is patient with each and every one of us. V'zo'ir midas harachmim af apish anahogin ve'ina kedai. And this is mo'ir, the midah of rachmim. Af apish anahogin ve'ina kedai. Because he gives from that place of ahava even to those who are unworthy. That's what it means in matnas chinam. L'chapra al kol ma'isa b'nei Yisrael, to bring kapara for all ma'isa b'nei Yisrael from the entire year. Evan HaShasiyah, the great stone that was there, the big stone of the foundation, the Evan HaShasiyah. Sha'isa b'kodesh HaKadoshim, that was in the place of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. L'vad etzem mitziyusa HaGashmiz, besides that it was a physical thing, a huge stone. Ve'yoyisa sherish mitziyus HaBriya, and physically, it's the place where creation began from. Achshom Evan HaShasiyah HaRuchanis Shalabriya. But the Ikkar is not that stone, the boulder. The Ikkar is this, the Evan HaShasiyah, the spiritual Evan HaShasiyah of all creation. Because over there, by that place, sat the Oren, the Ark, and the Luchais, and the broken Luchais, and the Kruvim, and the angels, the Kruvim. V'shom Nesgalas Soid HaYichud HaShalom. And there, the Yichud HaShalom, that unity, was Mizgala. In Heviyani HaMelech Chadorov, in that bedroom, in that chamber of the king. Yichid al-Yachdach, which we say in Hashanahs. Hashanah Yichid al-Yachdach. That we're Hashem's singular, unique people. Liyachdach, and we have that nekuda inside of each and every one of us. That only we have is liyachdach, to be misyachid with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shekol harbihi l'shem yichud kudshubichu shchinte mito yizbarach p'mat neschinim, which all of creation is for the tachlis of this yichud. Of this yichud. The whole tachlis of the bri is to come to this yichud. And when the Kohen Gadol would walk over there in the Kodesh Kedoshim, atayil imochem, like we said before, that Hashem Yisbarach says, I'm going to go besoichichem, amongst you. Lot is dazlumim, and you're not going to be shattered by that experience of my being with you. Ke'echad mikem, like a husband and a wife. Ke'echad mikem. But at the same time, there's a feeling of bittul, of yira. And when the Kohen Gadol is walking over there by the Oren Bris Hashem, Mokam Luchais Ha'edus, the place where the Luchais were kept. Yeshivei HaLuchais, and the broken Luchais. Omad B'Somach L'Sherish Torah Shebaal Peh. He stood in that place of Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebaal Peh. Luchais Ha'evan Hashni is the second Luchais, which is the Inyan of Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is the second Luchais, which is the Gilu Teresh Baal Peh, which is Teresh Yisrael, Am Yisrael, Teresh Baal Peh. That's the Torah, Luchais and Shivei Luchais. V'hei Mishom Yisrael is Koyach Matnas Chinam. And from that place, this light of the Matnas Chinam of Hashem's forgiveness, of Hashem's love, of Hashem's giving us a new year and a different year and a chance to live differently. She says, "Soid kol mitziyusam hatayva," which is the soid of the entire mitziyus. Shakol me'is Hashem Yisbarach me'itza ma'an neschinav le'al pi ma'asayim, that Hashem Yisbarach gives and gives and gives, not al pi what we deserve. So ma'an neschinav. Because you know there were 26 generations that corresponded to 26 times of Kilo Elam Chazdai. 26 generations from creation till Kabbalah Satayra, where the world wasn't worthy of anything. La'ach mikein ditnali yisrael, then the Torah was given to us. Li'ez bi'adam mat neschinim, that Hashem Yisbarach gave us something that we didn't earn. A gift. Therefore the coin would stand next to that place of the gift that Hashem gave us himself. Anoichi Hashem Lekech, Ano Nafshi Ksavis Yahavis. And in that place, we give out the gift of ourselves to Him, because the second luchas means the Torah Shebaal Peh, which is our longing to do for Hashem and to live for Hashem. That's Yichid L'Yachdach. Yichid L'Yachdach. All of this to be ma'ira, that matnas chinam of nesinas tov that the Baruch Shalom gave us. You come into Kol Nidre, the whole Indian of coming into Yom Kippur and to Yom HaKadosh is to be able to leave everything else outside. So all this forum talk about, what's the big thing with Kol Nidre? If it wouldn't be the beginning of Yom Kippur, and if it wouldn't be with a certain niggun that we all associate with those associations, it would stop. People, someone would say Kol Nidre. Nobody would be moved by it. It'd be like reading a Mishnah. We wouldn't be inspired or moved by Kol Nidre. There's nothing poetic or inspirational about the words themselves. What's inspirational and what's poetic is that's the time when Hashem Yisbarach says, everything else stop. Everything else in the world stops. And Hashem Yisbarach speaks to each neshama and says, you, Kumarayim, you come in here with me. All the things that tie you down, all the things that hold you back, all the things that you, the Adam of Macha, the Adam of yesterday, Lo Yeh Adam, all the Adam of yesterday, or the delusions you have about tomorrow, all the Nedarim that you made last year, and the Nedarim that you're going to make for this coming year to get involved in and entangled in, everything is left outside. And all the Baruch Shalom says, I just want Nishmas Yisrael. I want the essence of who you are to come in. Achas B'Shana, the Yichid L'Yachdach. That's what Yom Kippur is. Achas B'Shana. And the fact that we don't have Rav and Sinai, we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, doesn't mean that the invitation is no longer being handed to each and every one of us. It's the same invitation. Hashem Yisbarach is the same Botach Ba'alev Ba'ala, and Am Yisrael is the same Isak Sheir or Yisrael Tzayim Ba'ala that stood at Har Sinai. And the fact that over the years we picked up a couple of bad habits, we have to leave those outside. We leave those outside. And the Adam of ourselves, that Adam, we leave outside. To be able to spend the day not worrying about whether you have a 45-minute break or an hour and 10 minutes break and thinking, I can't believe I got stuck over here because the other minion had a longer break and I had this one. And somebody sitting in the seat that you sat last year or something like that, whatever the chesbainas are. All that stuff has to be left outside. All the kleinikait, the kleinikepelach of the whole year. When it comes to Yom HaKadosh, a malach can't come there. The invitation is not to any malach. The invitation is only in Hashem's Baruch sends with a name. You know, one of my kids told me that the girls, her friends, we're laughing because somebody, maybe I'm saying a chiddush now that you never heard. I'm always excited that maybe I know something in technology that you never heard of. This is the latest. Maybe not. I just got this last night from my daughter. She said, somebody sent an invitation to their simcha, and then you open up the invitation and there's a little like thing that you could put into the computer, or something, or an iPhone or something, you put it in, and then there's a little movie of the chassan talking, of the guy, like, I don't know, come join me in Chai Spinze, like something like that. They made that you should be able to have now an invitation you could put into the computer to make it more personal. That way you can make it more personal and you feel... So it's a crazy thing. But the nimshel is kivyochel, and lahavdil elf alfa avdolos. Can you imagine such a thing? Can you imagine such a thing if you open up your machzor and there'd be You know, the same machzor you had last year. You open up the machzor, and you hear something from the machzor. You know, maybe the page is crinkling something. You know what's going on. And you put your ear to the machzor, and the machzor says, you, whatever, Chaim Moshe Ben Perel, you, whatever your name is, it says, you, come around. Bo, lift my lifnim, I'm inviting you. And you look around. And then the Bereshim says again, no, I'm talking to you. I know who you are. This is your machzor. I know what it is, art scroll. I know you got it. You got it on Main Street or something in 2006, whatever. I know who you are. I know you skipped most of the pages in here. I know who you are. But I want you to come here. I don't want you to bring anybody else in with you. Just you. That's the end of Heviani HaMelech HaDorv. Hey. Heviani HaMelech HaDorv in Kippur. Such a day. Such a schus to have. If we would understand really what it means, we wouldn't be running so fast to get into the cars and to go home. Hashem as well should help. Each one of us should be able to, in our own way, to hear that voice coming from the Machzor and coming from the deeper place than the Machzor. And to accept Hashem's invitation, and that it should be in that place of Hevi Yair HaMelech HaDorav, there should be a chesim, a seal, that binds each and every one of us to the Bari Olam, that it should be a good and healthy year for us, for our families, and for all of Klai Yisrael, and it should be Shnas Gula V'Yeshua, Amen V'Amen.